Blackstone Audio presents Gunter Grass's The Tin Drum, a new translation by Brian Mitchell. For Anna Grass. Book 1. The Wide Skirt. Granted, I'm an inmate in a mental institution. My keeper watches me, scarcely lets me out of sight. For there's a peephole in the door, and my keeper's eye is the shade of brown that can't see through blue-eyed types like me. So my keeper can't possibly be my enemy. I've grown fond of this man peeping through the door, and the moment he enters my room I tell him incidents from my life so he can get to know me, in spite of the peephole between us. The good fellow seems to appreciate my stories, for the moment I've finished some tall tale he expresses his gratitude by showing me one of his latest knotworks. Whether he's an artist remains to be seen, but an exhibition of his works would be well received by the press, and would entice a few buyers, too. He gathers ordinary pieces of string from his patient's rooms after visiting hours, disentangles them, knots them into multi-layered, cartilaginous specters, dips them in plaster, lets them harden, and impales them on knitting needles mounted on little wooden pedestals. He often plays with the notion of coloring his creations. I advise him not to. Point toward my white metal bed, and ask him to imagine this most perfect of all beds painted in multiple hues. Horrified, he claps his keeper's hands to his head, struggles to arrange his somewhat inflexible features into an expression of manifold shock, and drops his polychrome plans. My white enameled metal hospital bed thus sets a standard. To me, it is more. My bed is a goal I've finally...